Rob Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGNR. And the moment we've all been waiting for. Let's not lie to ourselves. I can't believe that this week has just been bizarre beyond bizarre, Anthony Scaramucci. And you have been part of the bizarreness of the entire thing. God bless you for it. That's all I want to say.
I believe me, I need the blessings because I'm being cyber bullied by the bully in chief. So, but like, tell me what's bizarre about this week, guy.
Well, where do we begin? But let me just start with the part about you. So, now you've been on the show, you know, a number of times over the last year or so, and you have been, I think, a dutiful defender of the policies of the President of the United States, right? Yes. Pretty much all the way through from before the election to, you know, fairly recently. But it's the tactics that you always said, and this is true, that you were always like, well, I don't know if I agree with the way he did it, but you agree with what he did in a lot of respects. Is that fair?
I mean, yes, but I want to be specific because I was never a Trump apologist. I broke with him on the child separation policy. I said he can't denounce the intelligence agencies. I wrote an op-ed in The Hill. You can go to hill.com. I said, Mr. President, the press is not the enemy of the people. I broke with him on the racist tropes that he put out on his Twitter feed. And so there has been a list of things where, as I said on the Bill Maher show last Friday night, I can defend the president. We have been friends. There are certain things that are indefensible. I'm not going to put myself in a position where I'm besmirching my personal integrity or my personal history to convert myself into an anti-Ann pretzel to say something that isn't true. That's a Trump sycophant. That's somebody that's that's not fair to the person. You know, and he does that to people. He throws an apple on the floor, and he says, well, if you're loyal to me, you'll tell people that that's an orange. And so I'm not going to do that. I mean, that's like full-blown demagoguery. So to me, over the weekend, I'm on the Bill Maher show. Go look at the videotape. I'm trying to defend the guy. She says to me some stuff. I said, well, that stuff's indefensible. And then the bully in chief lights me up on Twitter. I mean, so come on, can't do that. I mean, he's using the office of the presidency of the United States. You have to think about how sick the guy is. Okay? He's using the office of the president of the United States to attack individual citizens. He's attacking his fellow citizens on his Twitter feed. Now, by the way, you can find many tapes of me saying that is totally and wholly inappropriate. I mean, he needs to be way more strategic with Twitter, and he needs to say less about individuals on his Twitter account. And so now I've got the death threats that everybody else has that gets lit up by the guy. So, you know, I'll break a little news for you guys. I'm starting a Suburban Housewives Against Cyberbullying. I'm going to be launching that website next week because Suburban Housewives hate this stuff. And so we're going to have a message board, and we're going to have a petition. Hey, Mr. Bully-in-Chief, can you stop bullying individuals on your Twitter account?
But, Anthony, I think a lot of people would say, hey, he was bullying people back when you supported the president and, when you were in his administration even. Mm-hmm. And so that you broke with him recently and much later. And why? Why'd you wait that long?
I think that's a very fair criticism. But here's what I would say. There's a ton of people that are about to break, and so what I don't want them to do, and there's a lot of people on the left that are saying to me, well, you should have broke from them 2 years ago, 5 years ago, or whatever, but I say to them, hey, we need more people to break. Okay, there's still a chance that this guy could win re-election, and the country is not going to be able to do well with a guy that's sitting in the Oval Office by himself taking no counsel from anybody. I mean, he's botched this entire trade thing. He had great advice from his advisors and economic leaders around the country in the private sector. He didn't listen to anybody. He's got to do it his own way. That's classic narcissism. And so to me, I just think I broke from him. You guys can disagree when I broke from him. Somebody was in my office just now telling me that I'm an opportunist and this is for me to get publicity. I need this publicity like a hole in my head, okay? I mean, I don't know why anybody would even think that. And so for me, I'm looking at the landscape, and I'm looking at the future, and I'm saying, my God, this is a disaster. I've talked to people on the Hill. I've talked to people inside the White House. I've talked to people that have left the White House. They're all suffering from post-traumatic Trump disorder, post-traumatic Trump syndrome. And so the problem is he's such a bully that these people are paralyzed. You know, that he went after Jamie Dimon, disagreed with him on a few things. He went after Jamie Dimon. Jamie Dimon recanted those things because he's run on a public company, you know. And so for me, going after me on your Twitter account, I told my wife at the Bill Maher post-production party, I said, I defended him 8 out of 10 times. If he goes after me, it's evidence that he's a full-blown demagogue. And demagogues don't require loyalty, guys. They require blind obedience. You don't. Our country can't really have a demagogue. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. So he hits me on his Twitter feed because I only did 8 out of 10 in support of the guy. And let me tell you what he's going to do next, because I know the guy's personality. We're going to go into a recession. I can explain to you guys why. 30 years in capital management, $10 billion under my advisement. I can explain to you why. That's like a bone break. Our country can survive it. But what he's doing is creating social divisions. What he's doing is creating a license for people to hate and feel anger towards each other. What he's doing is he's creating an age of impunity. And so by destroying the social fabric of the society, which I've been speaking out against now for the last 4.5 weeks, by destroying that social fabric, that is a metastatic cancer. Okay, a recession, a bone break, we can survive it. A metastatic cancer of racially charged divisions and socially charged divisions, you may terminate the patient on something like that. Yeah. And so it's incumbent upon me and others to speak out about it.
Okay, and I don't disagree with you at all. I mean, the history is rife with examples of this, and all of them end badly. Right. I mean, we don't have to go back through them now. But anybody who just studied the 20th century.
So let's nip this one in the bud, because it's going to get worse. He's in heavy mental decline. I mean, he's obviously incredibly nervous and neurotic because look at the tweets he's sending over to Xi. I mean, they couldn't be more obsequious now because he's blinking over the trade deal. That's why the markets are in complete disarray. They don't know what's going to happen. He signaled no predictability to the markets over the last 2 years, which is why investment capital is down over the last 2 quarters. I mean, to use one of his terms, it's an unmitigated disaster of his own doing.
Okay, let me ask you this, though.
If there's a supporter out there, please listen to me and rethink your view, because this guy's going to really hurt you.
All right. So on Monday, I heard a quote of yours. I heard you say out loud that you were neutral on Trump. Are you still neutral on Trump?
I'm not supporting him, and I'm explaining why he's a disaster. And I'm very hopeful that we can get a Republican replacement. There's a couple of unbelievably talented superstars in the Republican Party that could replace him at the top of the ticket and beat who's ever in the Democratic campaign right now. And so when I say that I'm neutral, it means that I am against him. I'm against his reelection, but I'm now waiting. I mean, God forbid if they nominate Bernie Sanders or something like that, we can have a conversation. But to me, I'm a Republican. I believe in the Republican Party, and I want to find somebody in the Republican Party that can challenge him. We need a Eugene McCarthy from 1968. Say, hey, this war's not going well. Guy's not handling the thing right. I'm going to go run against them. And then the dam broke. And once that dam broke and they got a couple all-stars in the game, Lyndon Johnson said no mas, and he said, I'm not running again. And, Trump is a big baby. I mean, you can't be that big of a bully. You guys, I don't know if you have kids or you teach anti-bullying or study it. He is a guy that has, like, the self-esteem of a pigeon. I mean, you can't be bullying people like that if you have high self-esteem. So all we got to do is crack the egg, and Humpty Dumpty will come right off that wall.
The New York papers had you dining with Nikki Haley. Is she one of the people you would consider being part of that field? You'd like to see a moderate running against the president? Or do you have someone in mind?
Nikki Haley is a personal friend of mine. People saw us talking. What was reported is not true. I don't know if people made up that dialogue. We weren't even talking about that. We were just having a really good, fun social time at Rao's, which is a famous Italian eatery here in New York. But she's a close personal friend of mine. It would be very unfair of me, because she's a public figure, to comment on her political future. And so that's going to be up to Nikki Haley. But here's what I will say to you. There are many former cabinet members and former retired military people that have worked with Trump that recognize the danger of him. And so what I'm hoping to do is build a coalition of willing people that will speak out about this and then let the American people decide.
I do think there are enough. You're a numbers guy. Yeah. You're a smart guy. Mm-hmm. Anthony Scaramucci, mm-hmm. do you think that there are enough Republican primary voters that are mm-hmm. moderate? Yeah, what you're talking about here, suburban housewives and mm-hmm. business leaders and white-collar folks and military folks. Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, I just mentioned this in the Military Times. In the Air Force Times, I read 2 weeks ago a very stinging editorial about the president's lack of leadership in mm-hmm. the Military Times. Okay, that's a big deal. But yeah. are there enough voters to mm-hmm. get past the Trump with, you know, his the Midwestern wall, essentially, that he has of
there may or may not be. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. So entrepreneurs, what happens is they jump off a cliff and they try to build an airplane as they're descending down the cliff. OK, so I don't know if there are or they're not. But if there's a 5% chance, if there's an 8% chance, I want history to know me as somebody that really loved this country, live the American dream, want greatness for all people, love all people. And I want people to say, hey, at least he took a stand. I mean, it got so crazy. And he was trying to help his friend, and he's a loyal guy. But the guy went, you know, off the rails. And so now we've got to see if we can correct this thing. And if we can't correct it, at least people that were close to him that will speak truth to power will have notified the American people what's ahead. This, you guys want 5 more years of this guy alone in the presidency, not listening to any person around him?
Well, let me tell you something scary.
You know, we're very blessed and very lucky that we've gotten to where we are right now without a crisis with this sort of nonsense. You think we can go 5 more years?
Well, let me give you the potential for an internal crisis. Is let's say we do go into a recession. Let's say 6 to 9 months from now, we start to see a real slowdown. And he goes and he fires his Fed chief because he's mad at the Fed. He's mm-hmm. going to blame everything. It will mm-hmm. not have been any of his policies. It will not be about China. It won't be about the slowdown in Europe mm-hmm. or the disintegration of right. Europe because of Brexit and the rest of that. He's going to go, mm-hmm. you know, and all of this plays right into Putin's hands. Mm-hmm. And then we will have a constitutional crisis. Which
Jerome Powell's a tough guy, though. He has no standing to fire the Fed chief. And if he goes to fire the Fed chief, he will lose everybody. He'll lose the – and that's where the 25th Amendment comes in. So you know, you'd have to deploy the 25th Amendment at that point. Remember, you can impeach him, but you could also remove him through the 25th Amendment through the cabinet. So what I had to do, which no politician would be willing to do, is speak the truth. And, you know, it's like I said on Monday, he's the Green Witch. He's the Wicked Witch of the West Wing. Okay, and so what we got to do is throw a little bit of water on him. He'll start melting. And then, you know what happens after he starts melting? All those gray soldiers are like, hey, I'm sorry, Dorothy. I mean, you know, I was bullied by the Green Witch. We didn't really dislike you.
Right.
And so you would be blown away at the number of people that I have spoken to. And you'd be blown away at the number of people on the Hill. They hate his guts.
Right.
Does it amount to something?
Right. I mean, we talk to him every day. We talk to these people every day, whether they are former cabinet members or members of Congress or whatever, who are like, oh, my God, what's this guy up to? And they're all Republicans. And that's the thing. But they won't say it publicly. And that's the crazy thing.
I understand that. So I am trying to provide a gateway. I'm trying to provide an opening. And I'm trying to provide cover. And so what's happening to me is he's lighting me up on Twitter. He's got all of his acolytes lighting me up. He's got death threats incoming. He's got message boards lighting me up. And I'm trying to show people he's just a bully, okay? We have to take down a bully. Guys, let me ask you something rhetorically. When in the American culture has the bully won? When has it won? The people get together and they defeat the bully. So we have to do that as a community of Americans. Last point I want to make. Bullying is very anti-American. He's talking about this woman, Ilhan Omar. I have my issues with her, but she has a right to be here in the country. She's a citizen, and she's elected representative. But he's saying she's anti-American. This guy, there's nobody more anti-American than Trump. He's the bully in chief.
All right.
So cut it out.
Anthony Scaramucci. I do like this. Make America aspirational again, which is really where we have to be, which is not MAGA.
How about make America nice again? How about make America nice again? You know, let's just be nice to each other. Why do we have to be going off on each other like this? This is ridiculous.
That's something. You know? Yeah. All right. Thanks
all right,
very much.
Hey, guys.
Appreciate
thanks
it.
For inviting me on. Okay. I'm enjoying the last 2 weeks of the summer. Very
good
little
luck.
Is going on in my life. It's been very uneventful, but I'm looking forward to the last 2 weeks of August. God bless you guys.
Yeah, thank
all
you,
all right.
Too.
Thanks, Anthony.
Right,
thanks for the time.
Scaramucci right there. All right. Let's check in now. Kim Gordon. What's going on in the news? Top of the hour.